Good evening, and welcome to the 2019 NBA Draft at Barclays Center, home of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, NBA Straya. Hey, Gun, that's right, man. It's NBA Straya. It's Friday, June 21. It's draft day, and I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet beer money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA offseason today. Breaking down, wrapping up all the NBA action you need to know about while ripping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. It's what we do. And wow! What a wild NBA draft that was today. This show is going to break down all the trades and picks 1 through 30 for you. And also sort of talk about the second round a little bit. We've also got draft winners and losers. And of course, we've got, we've got the unpopular opinion of the day. And we've got our back takeouts, where we're serving up a smorgasbord of flame grill takes. That's right, man. We're also going to close out with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. See how our draft bets went. And that's going to be it. It's going to be awesome. At least I really hope it is. All right, let's get to it. It's episode 308 of NBA Straya. Let's go.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Wow, you better. Or you better watch out for the attack of the, I don't know, the tear attacks? The crybaby tears. Ah, jeez, it was just the waterworks everywhere today, wasn't it? Yeah, man. Anyway, the draft was awesome. We had dads, we had tears, we had beers. That was awesome. Yeah, if you can't tell, I'm like fucking half cut after spending the entire draft drinking and doing live videos on the old NBA Straya facey. Ugh. Fuck, you're pretty loose there for a minute. So, yeah. I'd expect this show is going to be pretty good. Maybe a little bit topsy-turvy. Who knows? And I do have a beer with me right now. Because, I mean, what am I going to do? Stop drinking at this point? There you go. How's that? All right. Let's get into the news before we go into the draft wrap. We had a whole bunch of trades just before the actual draft kicked off. The big ones were the Atlanta Pelicans trade, where Atlanta traded up from 8 to 4, gave up 8, 17, and 35, and in return got number 4 to basically jump up and take their man, DeAndre Hunter. They also took in Solomon Hill and a future second from New Orleans. So New Orleans got 8, 17, and 35 and got off Solomon Hill's contract. That's pretty bloody good. The Pacers' Suns had a deal just before the start of the draft. Indiana got TJ Warren and number 32, where the Suns are just like, shit, man, we owe TJ Warren how much money? 3 years and $35 million. Ah, shit. So basically they went, all right, cool. Indy like, we'll take this into our cap space. What do you reckon? And the Suns are like, please, for the love of God, would you? Wolves and Suns had another one as well. The Wolves moved up from 11 to 6. The Suns scored Dario the Homie Saric in the 11th pick. Yeah, that didn't work out great. We'll talk about that later. Mike Conley was traded the other day, actually, to Utah. We actually predicted this on Wednesday's show. Then I think Thursday morning it happened, which was pretty wild. He got traded to Utah for Jay Crowder, Kyle Korver, and Grayson Allen, and the number 23 pick in this year's draft, as well as a future first, a protected 2020 first rounder. Pretty good. Don't forget, Conley's got 2 more years on his contract, $32.5 million this year, $34.5 million the year after. Pretty crazy. You got to imagine that Utah and Salt Lake City were absolutely fucking furious that they traded away 2 white guys. Yeah, that'll get you. Pistons and Bucks. Pistons got the number 30 pick and Tony Snell, our Dark Prince, from the Bucks. And the Bucks got John Lua in return. Bucks later traded that on anyway. Celtics and Sixers. Celtics switched over number 20 for 24 and 33 with the Sixers. The Sixers going, oh, well, we want number 20, so he's 24 and 33. All right, cool. OKC and Grizz traded 21 and 23, as well as a 2024 second round pick. OKC just wanting to eke out, I don't know, a Skerrick more cap space. Wanted to move back a little bit. This was the best deal they could get. There you go. Oh, bloody K. So, let's do it. Let's go to the NBA Australia 2019 NBA Draft Wrap.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson from Duke University.
All right, let's get into it. We're just going to run through all the picks real quickly. Then we're going to do winners and losers after that. So let's do it. Number one, obviously, no surprises here. Zion Williamson goes to the New Orleans Pelicans. That's right, Larry Johnson 2.0. Here we go. Basically, we had a lot of funny dads, a lot of crying dads, a lot of crying new NBA players. This was pretty great. You had some funny-looking dudes. Darius Garland looked like your kooky auntie. You just got back from an art retreat in Byron Bay, who was more than happy to tell you and extol the virtues of hemp oil or something, which is pretty funny. But anyway, lots of fun stuff. Ja Morant goes number two to the Grizzlies. That was no surprise to see skinny John Wall go there. RJ Barrett gets taken by the Knicks. Great pick by the Knicks. They're going to be stoked. They get shit Penny Hardaway. Absolutely laughing now. Number four, the Hawks trade up for DeAndre Hunter. They get vaguely okay. Jay Crowder there. Good on them. Darius Garland, as mentioned, Auntie Darius, goes to the Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith.
Cleveland!
Cavaliers. He doesn't have a left knee, and he looks like your auntie mixed with a Jedi, so that's pretty cool. Jarrett Culver goes number six to the Wolves after they trade up from 11. The poor man's Evan Turner. Short Evan Turner. Unreal. Can't wait for Jarrett Culver to be a bust. Kobe White goes number seven to the Bulls. Love it. Big head Gilbert Arenas. Legendary. Number eight, we have Jackson Hayes goes to the Pelicans after they traded out of number four. The old overpay Jared Allen, but I love the idea of Jackson Hayes next to Zion. And good stuff by the Pelicans. Just get another young big dude to throw in there defensively next to Zion. You're laughing. Number nine, Rui Hachimura to the Wizards. Fucking Samurai Kawhi. I love that one. Sickest name in the draft. He looks awesome. Absolutely stoked for him. Cam Reddish goes to Atlanta at number 10. Jukes Ringo finally finding a landing spot. Cam Johnson goes to the Suns at number 11, which is pretty fucking crazy considering he's older than Devin Booker, who has been in the NBA for 4 years already. Jesus. PJ Washington goes to the Hornets, which is pretty funny because no one gives a fuck about the Hornets. And PJ Washington is one of those sure players. Tyler Hero, he goes to Miami, which is absolutely hilarious because they basically picked him one pick before Boston. And Boston are absolutely spewing that they didn't get a chance to pick the white guy named Tyler Hero. Good job, Miami. Romeo Langford instead goes to the Celtics. Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Wherefore art thou, Romeo? He and his monotone. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. Sekou Doumbouya goes to the Pistons at 15. Spelling Doumbouya for Kung Fu Thon McCur, I'll tell you that much. Ugh. Rough move for Thon. Forces his way out of Milwaukee and then Detroit fucking draft his replacement. Jesus. Chumi Okeke goes to the Magic. I absolutely love Okeke. Not just because I like to say Okeke, but he's also pretty bloody good. I like him a lot. Nikki Alexander-Walker goes to the Pels at 17. That's awesome. Love that move. Really, really handy move, I think, for the Pels there too, just to get another ball handler behind Lonzo, behind Jrue Holiday. Really, really good. Goga Byatsti, he goes 18 to Indy, the big Georgian. Portland are going to have been absolutely spewing. They didn't get to draft their own shit Enes Kanter replacement. But congrats to Indy. They drafted a three-point shooting Zaza Pachulia. Legendary. 19, Luka Samanić goes to the Spurs, the big Croatian big man. Good job, Spurs. You just redrafted Teenage Mutant Jakob Poeltl. Number 20, Matisse Thybulle. I love him. Absolutely love him. Aussie Matisse. He lived in Australia for 7 years. What a legend. I'm going to claim him. He was picked by Boston but gets traded to the Sixers for number 24 and 33. Legendary. He'll be backing up his fellow countryman, Ben Simmons. The way I described him was Marcus Smart with better hair. Love it. 21, Brandon Clark, an absolute steal for the Grizz there at 21. As boring as you'd expect for a bloke named Brandon, but man, he and Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. are going to be absolutely laughing alongside Ja Morant. Very, very cool. 22, Grant Williams. Do you want to say Grant or Grant? Grant, what are you doing? Grant. Celtics, they just drafted Marcus Morris again, which is great. Or a shooting Trevor Booker, as I like to call him. Jesus. My Boston mates are all like, oh, this is great. I love the way he plays. He plays hard-nosed. He's tough. Yeah, right. So does Marcus Morris. That didn't really fucking help you out much, did it? 23, Darius Baisley, the bloke who went and did an internship at New Balance. I'm assuming he just sat in a sweatshop with all those other poor little bastard kids, you know? Anyway, new Baze gaze. Baisley, love it. On you, Darius. Already signed with Clutch. Going to go hang out in OKC. That'll be an eye-opener. Boston at 24 after using the Sixers pick. They then send this to Phoenix. Ty Jerome is picked by the Suns here. Phoenix give the Celtics a 2020 Bucks first rounder. I mean, look, I like Ty Jerome, but it's also really weird that Phoenix sort of were like, hey, how do we get less athletic through this draft? I know, we'll take Cam Johnson and Ty Jerome. Fuck, I know. Anyway, Portland at 25 take Nasir Little. Yes, sir, Nasir. Nasir Little for Portland. This was great. PDXP was doing cartwheels when this was happening. I love him. I had him in my top 10. I had him going number 9 to Washington. So to get him at 25 is fucking great. Good job, Portland. Dylan Windler at the Cavs at 26. Oi, Dylan, you dickhead. Dylan Windler, as I've written down in my notes, he looks like your mate who gets into fights at bars after he hits on someone else's girlfriend and then ends up legging it, leaving you to fucking deal with like 4 angry blokes. And you're like, oh, fuck, I hate Dylan. He's such a dickhead, you know? 27, the Brooklyn Nets traded that pick to the Clippers. They took Mufundu Kabangeli. That's right, Dikembe Mutombo's nephew. No, Dikembe. Unreal. Brooklyn in return got the Sixers first rounder next year from the Clips, part from the Tobias Harris trade. Number 28, Jordan Poole from Michigan goes to Golden State. The bloke's got braces and everything, which is pretty funny because he's like basically going to be right at home in fucking Silicon Valley. He's a massive nerd. He's going to end up as like the head coder for like, I don't know, Adobe or what's the other one? Oracle, one of those weird nerd companies. He'll also be the only person that Steph Curry can bash for looking like a nerd, you know? Good stuff. 29, Keldon Johnson goes to the Spurs. He also had a wardrobe change as he got picked. Good on him. Sure. 100% the most Spurs name ever as well. I reckon they took Samanich at 19. They're going to take an overseas bloke, that's for sure. Pretty sure the rest of their big board literally just had Grant Williams, Cam Johnson, and Keldon Johnson on their boards, right? Classic Spurs. And then at 30, an absolute rip snorter of a pick by the Cavs. Kevin Porter Jr. Apparently the Cavs sent 4 second round picks in Detroit to for number 30, which is pretty hilarious. But I love this, man, because no one really knows what he did to get suspended by USC. Now he gets to go to the Cavs and basically become their new J.R. Smith. Anyway, I love that. Love me some Kevin Porter Jr. I love that pickup for the Cavs, so good stuff. No really massive, huge, crazy surprises in the second round. Brooklyn got Nick Claxton at 31. Miami KZ, okay, Parler at number 32. Carson Edwards, very handy ball handler for Boston at 33. Bruno Fernando, 34 for Atlanta. The Pals, Marco Luzada Silva at 35. 36, Cody Martin for the Hornets. Davidas Savidas, new phone who disses for the Pistons at number 37. They got that from the Mavs for pick number 45 and 2 other second rounders. The Bulls took Daniel Gafford at 38. 39 was Alan Samalagic from... They got that pick from the Pelicans. Golden State did good on him. Sacramento took Justin James at 40. 41 was Eric Paschal for the Warriors as well. The Wizards took Admiral Schofield at 42. Love that. Great name. Jalen Noel for the Wolves at 43. Denver. Bol Bol finally comes off the board. Poor bugger was sitting in the green room for about 20 years. And I don't know. Talen Horton Tucker goes 46 to the Lakers. Ignis for the Knicks at 47. Terrence Mann for the 48 Clips. Quindary Weatherspoon at 49. Tremont Waters, 51 for the Celtics. I don't know. There's not much else. Kyle Guy, NCAA hero Kyle Guy, goes to the, the Kings at 55. Unreal. And I don't know. That's about it, right? Jordan Bone goes to Detroit, which is a bit of a missed opportunity. Would have been pretty sweet to have a jersey just said bone on the back. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, and then we rounded off finally Kings take Vanya Marinkovic, and that is the NBA draft. No other real like crazy things. A lot of undrafted dudes that sort of float around in the second round. Just a lot of names in that second round where like, fucking who? Mario Shayok. All right, sure. So let's have a look at some winners and losers from this NBA draft, shall we?
Oh my God. I won! I won! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Kent Brockman. Can we get a shot of me? There you go. In other news, tragic mix-up today in Cleveland. Many people killed. Goodbye!
Love it. All right, winners from this NBA draft. Ah, crying and dads. Wasn't this awesome? How great was that? Zion tearing up, RJ crying, super proud dads everywhere looking like the players' haters ball. You had preachers. You just had very proud dads. It was fucking awesome, and I loved every second. I'm sitting there at the wee squid myself going, one day, pal, you'll have a shooter's chance just like Dylan Windler. Just don't be a dickhead like that prick, eh? you could be Kyle Guy too, Palo. Anyway, but this was great. I absolutely love the family sort of aspect of a bunch of the early stuff. So that was a big win for everybody. It was really fun, right? So that was cool. Other winners, the Pelicans. Shit, yes. They turned Anthony Davis into Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, the number 8 pick, Jackson Hayes in this one, the number 17 pick in this one, Nikki Alexander Walker, the number 35 pick in this, which they then, I think they kept, Marcus Lazuda Silva. Unreal. They've got Lakers 21 pick if it's in the top 8, 22 pick if it isn't. They get the pick swap in 23, and they get the Lakers unprotected first in 24 or 25. They also got rid of Solomon Hill's contract, and they selected Zion fucking Williamson. Yeah, I think they're winners from today. That's pretty bloody good. Philly, they got Ozzie Mathis. I love this. On you, Philly. Needed another, defender, but, I mean, it would have been handy if they got someone who could also shoot. Still can't believe they traded Landry Shamet. God damn, that's dumb. The Grizzlies, they get Ja Morant at 2 and Brandon Clark at 23, which is absolutely been, 21, I think, after that trade, wasn't it? Yeah. Clark was top 10 in my bag and a bunch of other mocks that I was looking at, so good on him. That's a massive steal. The Cavs are winners. They get Darius Garland, who could easily be the second or third best player in this draft, and Dylan Windler and Kevin Porter Jr. I really like that Cavs draft. Darius Garland could be better than Colin Sexton easily. Kevin Porter Jr. could be fucking amazing. We just don't know. He also could be shit, but still. Good stuff, Cavs. That's how you rebuild. Spurs, we're also winners. They get their guy, Samanik, at 19, then Keldon Johnson at 29. Just really good, as per usual, from the Spurs. The Knicks are winners. Surprisingly enough, they did not boo RJ Barrett. Absolutely tremendous. He might even end up being the best player from this draft. They also literally drafted a dude named Ignis. Like, I didn't realize there was dudes named Ignis still. I thought that was like a joke from Futurama. Holy shit. Anyway, I'm certainly not sober and I'm crazy and I don't know what I'll do.
That's right. I'm sober and crazy and I don't know what I might do.
I feel like that calls for a beer break. Oh. There you go. All right. Nice one. Other winners, the Hawks. They trade up to get their guy DeAndre Hunter at 4. Then they also still get Cam Reddish at 10. When everyone's like, oh, they'll have to reach for him at 8. Nope, got him at 10. Unreal. They also picked up Bruno Fernando later. Unreal stuff. Good job, Hawks. The Nuggets are winners because they traded up in the second round to get Bol Bol. And now they can remake the very, very famous Manute Bol, Bol Bol's dad, and Muggsy Bogues poster. They've already got Isaiah Thomas. So let's do it, Nuggets. Do it or I'll fucking bash you. Indy, they picked up TJ Warren at number 32, turned 32 into 3 second rounders from Miami. So they got TJ Warren and 3 second rounders for literally nothing. That's pretty good. Good job, Indy. The Blazers getting Nasir Little at 25 is massive, I reckon. I just love that guy, so that's unreal. Dumb Names is also a winner today. We had a guy, we had a man, we had an admiral, we had a bone. We had 3 different Jalens and another one that signed after the draft finished. And also we had an Ignis. That's absolutely fucking awesome. What a day for names. Nasir Little's a sick one as well. Rui Hachimura. I reckon he went number 9 just because he's got a fucking kick-ass name. Anyway, and the final winner from this one is Coby White. I fucking love that guy. His response to Cam Johnson getting drafted was fucking amazing. One of the most genuine. What? Number. Oh, what? Fuck. For real? Ah, oh, good on him. Good job, Coby White. I fucking love him. Bulls fans, you got yourselves one. I love me some Coby White. All right, let's go to some draft losers, shall we?
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Loser. Loser. Loser.
All right, let's do it. Losers. How about the Boston Celtics kid? Come on, man. Not only did they get a steal at 14, right? It's like, that's pretty cool. You got Romeo Langford. And then you actually hear Romeo Langford like talk, and you're like, oh, this guy sucks. So not only do they miss out on the white guy right in front of them, Tyler Hero, they then traded out, like basically they had 14, 20, and 22 going into this, as well as Aaron Bangers Baines. We're going to get to that in a second. They end up with Romeo Langford, Grant Williams, 33, Milwaukee's 2020 first, probably in the late 20s, maybe the 30th pick. And then they fucking traded Aaron Bangers Baines after he took less money to stay with him. And the Boston Celtics will now be forever cursed. That's just how it goes. Look, I don't make the rules. I just follow them. But yeah, they got Carson Edwards at the end, number 33. But for some reason, it just seems like they just traded down for nothing, which is weird. 22... basically became 20, or what, 20 became 22, 24. And I'm just like, hang on, what are the Celtics doing? They get Grant Williams. They then basically trade the Ty Jerome pick to Phoenix. And you're like, all right, so you now have a Bucks first rounder next year that's going to be like number 30. Awesome. And then you give up Aaron Bangers Baines as well. Fuck you, Celtics. Not happy, not happy, Jan. Anyway, the Phoenix Suns are losers. Don't know how you tank for Zion all year, end up with number 6, then finish up somehow with number 11 that you then waste on Cam Johnson. Everyone's like, well, that's a fucking huge reach, you idiot. Dario, the homie Saric, look, maybe. And Ty Jerome, I mean, as mentioned, I don't know how you go into a draft where you're drafting young dudes and get less athletic, but that's exactly what Phoenix did. Wild. But they do have Aaron Bangers Baines, so that's a win. They might win the title now. The Detroit Pistons are losers. They moved up to 15. They get a steal in Dumbuya. But then they trade out of 30 for 2 second rounders and 45 for 37. When they already had 30 at one point anyway. Like, I just... So they traded 2 other second rounders and 45 for number 37 when they already had 30. The Pistons, it's just a head scratcher. I don't know, man. I just don't know. Loses Bol Bol. Poor bugger. That was absolutely brutal, man. Embarrassing. Everybody felt bad for the bloke, and it was it was very, very cool when he finally got drafted and everyone lost their minds. I just felt bad. It's like, really? Really? No one's going to take a fucking swing at the 7'3" dude who can stroke threes. And like, yeah, he got hurt, but he shut himself down. It's like, all right, cool. Fuck off. Should have gone way higher than 44. Anyway. Two more losers. ESPN, that broadcast fucking sucked. Reese Davies was scrambling left and right. Jay Billis was overstretched. Chauncey Billups just wasn't very, very good. And I fucking love Chauncey Billups. Don't get me wrong. But this missed having like Fran Fraschilla or Jalen Rose, just someone else, like basically bouncing off Billis's knowledge and everything and adding expertise, because Billups did not do that. And Jay Billis is like, kind of deadpan attempts at funny just fucking sucked. And like, their broadcast was just boring. Like, their hosting was just shit. Their interviewing lady just wasn't that great either, and it was just, ugh. I don't know, man. It was a bit of a rough sit-through, I'll tell you that much. And finally, the other final loser, Australia. That's right, us. Our Aussies did not get drafted. Harry Froehling, Willie McDowell-White, and Matua McCurr. No one got drafted. Even Brian Bowen. Sydney King did not get drafted, which sucked. But we do have news that Willie McDowell-White will get out there and play some summer league. And so will Xavier Cooks and some other dudes. So good shit, Australia. But yeah, a bit of a rough one when it comes to the actual drafting biz. Tough one, I'll tell you. Tough one. All right. Well, there you go. That's a bit of the draft wrap. Let's do some more in Yenaz. And let's do those right after this.
Hey, this is Isaac Humphries, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Right, we are back. Hey, thanks to everybody for the kind birthday messages yesterday. That was fucking hilarious. Legends, I had a great day. Hung out with old mate and the squid. Went out for lunch with a mate. Punched some tins. Went out for dinner. Fucking lovely. Had a friend of mine come around and babysit the squid. Got hammered. It was great. Woke up, did the draft. Legendary stuff. Feeling good. Better have another beer. There you go. All right. This is where we do yeah, no, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, are the Pelicans better set up than just about anybody that you can possibly imagine, like, ever? Yeah, nah. I mean, yeah. Like, they're set up better than even the Celtics were because, like, the Celtics didn't have Zion Williamson already, right? Like, they'd never had the number one pick in that spot where it's like, oh, we've got a surefire, like, can't miss, absolute kick-ass motherfucker. That was meant to be Kyrie. It was meant to be Gordon Hayward, and that did not work out for Boston, right? I really like their trade down because I didn't like anyone at number four for at least the value that you're getting. So, yeah, I like the Pelicans' move of fuck it. Get 17, get your Jackson Hayes, get your other ball handler, get your 35, more assets, smash it. I fucking loved it. The Pelicans, absolutely crushing it. Who would have thought? Number two. Do you like the Lakers getting Talen Horton-Tucker? Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Yeah. I really do like him. I also like the Lakers going, oh shit, we need players, don't we? Second round, here we come, baby. They probably should have taken a flyer on Bol Bol as well. But yeah, Talen Horton-Tucker, I really like him. So that was pretty good. Good job, Lakers. Who would have thought I'd be saying that right now? Next up, is Bol Bol the steal of the draft? Yeah, nah. Ooh, we're going to talk about this in just a second. Good shit. Yeah, I like that. Hey, next up. Is Danny Ainge overrated? There was the hilarious, fucking, very sad point on Reddit floating around that Danny Ainge has had as many, he's had more players that he's drafted die than make All-Star games. I think someone then pointed out that Rondo had made one All-Star game and they've only had one draft pick of his die, so still tied, not great. But anyway, fuck yeah, Danny Ainge. Jesus, overrated. He had 14, 20, and 22 and bangers. They shaft bangers. They take monotone fucking Romeo over there. They basically Marcus Morris 2.0 in Grant Williams. They get pick 33 that they're just like, oh, actually, yeah, Carson Edwards, maybe we'll get another, like, small ball handler. What the fuck? And then they have another even smaller goddamn ball handler in Tremont Waters. I mean, what are you doing? Jesus. Well, you just hate to see it, don't you? Fuck you, Boston. You traded bangers. You're forever in my shit book now. Next up, does that mean that the Celtics are going to trade for Steven Adams, bro? Yeah, nah. I mean, it is weird how they've now got exactly enough cap space to take his entire salary, isn't it? Yeah, strange. Very interesting, Celtics. Very, very interesting as well. Celtics mates of mine, we're throwing around the idea of D'Angelo Russell. Yes, that would be a very smart idea. Yeah, nah, yeah. What were the other ones? Obviously, Conley's now gone. Steven Adams, Bruce Shaw. Clint Capella would be another one, but I don't know how Clint Capella would deal with the Joel Embiids of the world, etc. So, a bit rough. Rough as guts. What was it? Steven Adams, Clint Capella, D'Angelo Russell. Oh, that's right. Malcolm Brogdon. So if they trade Aaron Banger's Baines and then go around fucking shooting themselves in the feet just to fucking sign Malcolm Brogdon to like a big deal, I will laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. But yeah, speaking of which, have Boston really, really fucked this after the draft? As mentioned, I think on Wednesday's show, they were in on Paul George, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis. They ended up with Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. Now they're going to end up with Gordon Hayward and the rich man Harrison Barnes, Jason Tatum, and not much else. Yeah. Awesome. You got Jaylen Brown. Clearly he and Kyrie did not get along, but still. Anyway, Celtics. Bit of a shit show, but man, free agency is going to be interesting, huh? And finally, despite what David Griffin says, is Zion Williamson there to be the face of and save the Pelicans franchise? Yeah, nah. Yeah, fuck yeah. No one cares about the Pelicans. No one has, even without Anthony Davis. And now they fucking do. Did you see that goddamn crowd with Marty Smith before the draft started where he went crowd surfing on them? They're all losing their minds. Because Zion's fucking cool. Anthony Davis is a dipshit. He's like the least interesting fucking person in the goddamn world. And that leads us to the final one. Hey, do you want to do the unpopular opinion of the day? Yeah, let's do that.
Look at me,
look at me, look at me. I think Space Jam 2 is going to fucking suck. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson. I mean, fucking really? 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 That's who we've got? Klay Thompson might not be able to do it because he's fucking banged his goddamn kajigiri knee. But Dame Lillard I love. So Anthony Davis, Dame Lillard, Klay Thompson. Someone said Chris Paul. I don't know how Chris Paul is going to go, but still. Ugh. Jesus. But also, what? Chinny Ogumoweke and Neka? Omoweke? Sure. Diana Taurasi. That's cool. I don't know about the Chris Paul thing, though. But yeah, Anthony Davis, Dame Lillard, Klay Thompson. Sure. Good job. I think that fucking sucks. Ah, jeez. Dame's the only cool one. Anthony Davis is a fucking nerd. Klay's just a weirdo. Yeah, Space Jam 2 is going to be a fucking train wreck. That might be an unpopular opinion, and that's why it's the unpopular opinion of the day. All right. And what else should we do on Friday? Step on in to Outback Takehouse. You know what Friday means. Settle on down for TGIFF. Thank God it's Friday Foster's, because we've got 4-for-1 icy cold oil drum cans full of Foster's for you. That's right. Oil drum cans full of icy cold Foster's. This horse piss we call beer, and flog off to you American Yank morons, because no bugger back home drinks this shit, so we're going to force it onto you idiots, only at Outback. And today's Flame Grill Takes is a smorgasbord of, of Flame Grill Takes. Darius Garland will be better than Ja Morant. Kobe White will be the best guard from this NBA draft. RJ Barrett will be an NBA player that's better than Zion Williamson long term. Bol Bol will end up being the steal of this draft. Chumuro Kiki and Rui Hachimura will be all-stars. And finally, the Brooklyn Nets traded the 27th pick because they know they're getting Kyrie Irving and Kevin. The coward snake, Durant. Only at Outback. All right. Nice one. Let's quickly just do a Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, shall we? And we'll see if Patty said anything. And I reckon he has not. I reckon there's a bit of a Jingling Joe Ingles one, though. Oh, no, we got one from Patty. Shit, how we miss that? Heck yeah, said Patty Mills to Serge Ibaka's Champions Mood Baby video. So on ya, Patty. As thrilling and as amazing as ever, and as inspiring too. And finally, we're just going to wrap our NBA draft lottery bets. How did we go? Pretty bloody good. We actually mentioned some steals before the draft as well. Oh, and how did our actual mock draft go? Well, we nailed, in the first round, we hit 27 of 30 actually being picked up. No, 26 of 30 actually being picked in the first round, which is pretty cool. Like, really cool. The only ones we missed out on were Jordan Poole, Dylan Windler, and Lucas Samanich, and Jordan Poole. Yeah. Nice. I feel like there might have been one more as well. Yeah, cool. Good shit, though. Pretty bloody great. And, yeah, I think we're pretty close all the way through. But, yeah, most of our dudes got picks, so that's pretty handy. As for the bets, what do we have? Rui Hachimura versus Clark. Rui at $1.87. That, I believe, easily won. Yeah, fuck yeah. Smash that one. Bol Bol, 13 plus, $1.54. That absolutely crushed it. Jarrett Culver, 1 through 5 at $1.50. We didn't quite like that one, so I don't think we put any money on that one. and obviously didn't come through. So just as well, we did go Coby White 1-7, and that just landed. Beautiful. And Jackson Hayes 1-11 at $1.77. That also won. So Jesus. Holy crap, we smashed all of them, all five. That's great. Legendary. Nice one. So there you go. That's the end of my favorite day of the NBA calendar. I absolutely love the NBA draft. It's my favorite day. Opening day and the draft lottery, the other ones. NBA championships, the actual finals. I probably, you know, round out the four, five top spots. Yeah, lots of good shit. So love the NBA draft. Thanks for watching on the old Facebook and stuff. And yeah, fucking hell, that's it for today. Unreal. It was really fun doing those videos. Let me know if you want us to do more, because we may as well. It's fun as shit, isn't it? Anyway, we'll be back on Monday with a guest, and we're talking the wrap-up and the fallout from all the draft stuff. We'll do some MVP and all some NBA award stuff next week as well, and do some more free agency shit. And hopefully one or two guests next week. It should be really good. Nice. All right, cool. In the meantime, make sure you're following NBA Australia on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, all that good stuff. Chuck us a rating and review, would ya? Also, make sure you're all over NBA Stray on Twitter, Facey, Instagram. We're all over the socials all the time, you know that. Get around NBAStray.com. If you're going to go buy some shit from Amazon, first go to NBAStray.com, click on the giant Amazon button on the right-hand side, and then go do your shopping. They kick us a shekel or two on the back end. Yeah, helps out heaps. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now. You hear them behind Yeah Nah every day here in NBA Australia. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, 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 and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them a smash on Bandcamp and Facey, and remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. All right, and we're going to finish off today with a brand new Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. And we will catch you next week. Have a good weekend, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, NBA draft rules later, who's on? All right, then welcome to this week's show. I'm Andrew Bogut, and this is Andrew Bogut slams a bunch of Twitter snowflakes from Twitter. Look, and because of all this latte-drinking, left-wing SJW snowflakes everywhere, mate, someone has to be out here telling them what it is, mate. And this is what I do, mate. About betting commercials, Jordan B. Peterson, the Sydney housing market. Basically, everyone trying to cram all this SJW crap down my throat and shit. Even the Australian criminal justice system, mate. And if you don't like my opinions, you can go get stuff, mate. Okay. So, let's open up the Twitter internet now and see what we have, and we'll slam some Twitter snowflakes. Okay, what else we got here? Oh my god, did you see what happened to Joe Ingles the other day, mate? It was funny as shit, mate. So, like, some bloke goes on the telly on the Today Show, mate, to talk about Australian basketball. And then Northie says, I particularly like when David called Joe Ingles. Oh, mate, he's not even like Greg Inglis, the fucking rugby player, mate. Jingler, he tweeted back, are you surprised though? Smack my head emoji. Don't stress, Joey. A national commentator for the NBL thought my name was Andre until the last few weeks of the season. If only one letter off, that's a win, I guess. Hashtag carry. Shrug emoji. Nice one, Bogey. That was funny. Jingles, he never cops it. Chris Park added, I never noticed that. You do still cop Bogart every now and then. That's a good point. Tom Jarvis still cops Jarvis. That's pretty funny. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I never understood Bogart. Adding letters is a whole new ball game. That is right. It is fucking weird. All right, time to crowdsource some help. Anyone know how to copy iPhone contacts directly to a SIM card? Oh, jeez, I'll tell you what. okay, Greg, he's replied. He's showed me one thing. Oh, no. Sorry, Greg. Wrong way around. I need to import iPhone contacts to my SIM, you dickhead. Shane Green says, oh, Apple can't do it. Oh, fuck me, mate. That's Apple for you, I guess. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, so that's a bit dumb. Oh, how's this one? What about all this shit about all the AFL shit? My mate, Brownie, I love Brownie. He's the best. Campbell Brown, he said, stop trying to be the moral compass of society. Stop trying to champion a different social cause every single week. People are sick of it. Get back on focusing what makes this game great. That is the supporters and the actual brand, the football players on the field. The rest will take care of itself. Oh, Brown Dog, it's pretty good, mate. Bang on, Brown Dog. All these SJW men, they just keep coming out and ruining even the AFL and shit. It's some bullshit. I'm going to retweet Gemma Toganini. She said, there is no commodity so cheap as offense and none so intellectually bankrupt as those who peddled it. They've got an offense to fit every chip on every shoulder. My column. Hashtag ball the paper. Oh, you know I will, because I love buying the Herald Sun. Nice one. What else have we got out there? Seb Costello tweeted out about Nella Yawa being sentenced to 5 months in prison for perjury. This is funny. The word flog has been used far too much in this post. AFL, you know what to do. Get him. Nice one, Bogey. That's pretty funny. What else? Oh, I've been hanging out in California since we lost the finals and shit. I've been getting some burgers and stuff. I'll tell you what, I got some thoughts. Is it possible to go through an in-and-out drive-through without getting high from secondhand smoke, mate? One of life's great mysteries. Sweating emoji. Jeez, I hope I don't get drug tested, mate. Also, did you see what happened to Bangers Baines today? That was some bullshit. A story in three parts. Bangers and Danny Ainge were pretty cool. It turns out they weren't going to get traded. And then the next one is like, he opted in knowing that if he did get traded, it would be going to a contender. And then he got traded to Phoenix. Oh, that is some fucking bullshit, mate. Sheesh, Bainesy. Oh my God, mate. Oh my God. Oh my God, how many of these goddamn hilarious SJWs out there are there? I'm just going to retweet this one. If Orwell were still around to write a sequel to 1984, it would be called 2019. Oh, it's pretty deep if you think about it, mate. Almost as deep as the fryer at the Nutter Watering Fish and Chip Shop. What else? Oh my God, I've got a bit of a thing to get off my chest. Amazes me how many journalists, especially sports journalists, out there are pretty much activists. I don't know if this has always been the case or if social media has amplified it. Hilarious to watch. Makes you think, mate. Makes you think. Oh, Elliot Woods, he responded saying, why is it okay for athletes to have an opinion on social matters and not sports journos? Well, that's pretty easy, mate. You can have a personal opinion, but reports of current events shouldn't be skewed to your views and opinions. Oh, good one, Bogey. That'll show him. Oh, nice one. Oh, Michael Cox puts his hand up. Excuse me, Mr. Boger. What advice do you have then for a politically minded sports journalist? Oh, fuck off, you dickhead. Note in the article, you have a bias and agenda instead of trying to sway people by reporting on sports or go into political reporting. You are excused. Oh, what about this one? Oh, shit. There's this other person. Oh, Todd Baker says the outspoken sportsman that's not a journalist. You fucking dickhead, Todd Baker. Oh, Todd Baker says again, athletes can have opinions and beliefs and journos can't. Got it. Cool tweet. Fuck you, Todd Baker. Those are interesting thoughts. Not mine. Cool tweet. Thumbs up emoji. Ah, that fucking slammed you, Michael Cox, you dickhead. And that other dickhead. Oh, fucking good stuff, Bogey. Good stuff. All right, that's a good one for this week. All right, that's all we got time for this week. I've been Andrew Bogut. Join us next week on NBA Australia for some more Andrew Bogut slams from Twitter. Snowflakes from Twitter.